recording things.
I know. But we used to do like general discussions. We're not gonna go through every category, right?
Hey guys, we're talking the Emmys. Buckle up. We've got thoughts. Okay. We're just going to talk in general. We're going to jump around. We're not going to go through every single thing. We're just going to hit the high notes.
This is us.
I just realized that Anastasia is recording this call.
I just That's that. Why I started talking like that.
Oh,
I'm so sorry. It's late.
It is late.
I'm so dumb.
Let me see.
So, yeah.
I'm blind. The Emmys are out.
So, okay, really? I'll start. So I'm so excited for Pen 15. Pen 15 was one of the shows that I watched. Season 2 was, I guess, quarantine time. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I am the same ages as those as Maya and Anna. Sorry, Anna and Maya. I'm the same age as them. So this show is like me. Like I remember everything, the small details, like the gel pins or like the way they wear their hair or like the. All of it is just so good. Like the first episode of the second season, Anna's wearing a swimsuit that looks like denim. Do you remember when that was?
Yeah. Oh my God. Who wants to wear denim to the pool?
It's the little details in that show. They're fantastic. So like, it's great, but also sometimes it's too much because I'm like reminded of what it was to be that age. And that age is not fun. It's just not. So rewatching it is like good, but also like, oh, it's so super cringy, but I really like it. And especially this last season, they really dealt with Anna's family and how that she's handling in that. And so really, really, really good stuff. I would have loved for it to be nominated for the two leads to be nominated because they're doing such great work. Like, I don't know any other show that's having their actors act as their younger selves amongst children who are actually that age. Like, it's genius.
That's such a genius concept in general.
Oh, good. And the way they shoot, because, like, there are scenes in the first season where, like, they're having a makeout party and, like, they shoot it to where, like, the actors aren't actually making out because obviously they're minors. But, like, the interesting way that they shoot those scenes is really, really good. It adds to the awkward factor. I love that show. So it's not going to win Miss Company, but I'm so happy it's there. I love that show a lot.
I'm wondering, every year, has it been this many nominees? What's the limit on nominees for the Emmys?
I thought it did feel like a lot as well.
Yeah, because it's 3, 6, 8. There's 8.
I don't know the answer to your question.
It's less, but okay. Ted Lasso, which we've all watched and we all loved. Bitch, I'm obsessed. I'm obsessed. That shit is so fucking cute.
I love it so much. Oh, I love it so much.
It's so sweet. It's so wholesome. It's so, like, there's so many good things in it.
It's so genuine.
Yeah, it's so genuine. Like, he's really, like, oh, I love him. And I have never been particularly fond of, what's his name?
Jason Sudeikis or Sudeikis? I never know.
I just say Sudeikis.
I've never been like, wow, Jason Sudeikis.
Really? But because he could get it.
Are you crushing on him, girl?
Yeah, I like.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Actually,
I'm into it. Yeah.
You definitely like that kind of
it.
Like.
Now I see it.
I even love the mustache. Like.
Of course you do.
Wow. That's.
Mustaches lately have been doing it for me. I think they're, if done right, are good.
Well, I think mustaches for me is just
take no people.
The right person. Not everybody can pull off a mustache.
I think it's because. Last year during the quarantine, one of my internet crushes, he grew out a mustache, and I was like, yes, like this works for you. And he was doing it as a joke, but I was like, no, keep it.
I really love that a lot of the supporting cast also got nominated for Ted Lasso. Like, I did not
all expect the supporting cast,
all of them,
me
all
too,
of them got it.
I'm glad it wasn't just the Sudeikis show. You know,
yeah, no,
because it really truly is an ensemble. Mm-hmm. The guy who plays Roy has a podcast.
Love Roy.
He has a podcast about movies.
Yeah,
shut up.
I am gonna have Yvette Nicole Brown
on the show.
Probably, I don't know.
Writer or something.
Yvette Nicole Brown was on an episode and they talked about Grease 2. So I have to go listen.
Oh my God. That's catered to you.
Literally.
Yeah. I mean, and how much they were both like, yeah, it's the superior Grease. And I was like, yes. Thank you.
God.
Oh, that's amazing.
He found your homies. The homies for life.
I did. I haven't watched Lovecraft Country yet, but I am sad that it's getting all of this love and it just got canceled. I think that's a major bummer.
Like, whose decision was that, first of all?
Especially because, you know, it is such a genre-specific show full of people of color. That's just a big bummer. The main girl, she got nominated.
Jurie Smollett?
Yes, I loved her in Travelers, that show on Netflix.
Oh, was that show that you really liked?
She was great in that. So I'm happy that she's getting some love.
She was great in Birds of Prey.
No shade to Don Cheadle, because Don Cheadle's great. But in reference to The Falcon and the Winter Soldier, Carl Lumley was right there.
Yeah.
Like, if they weren't going to nominate, what's his name? Anthony Mackie.
Okay, fine.
I guess. But at least Carl Lumley, at the very least. And he was nowhere. And that's a damn shame.
Yeah. Because
those, especially that scene where towards the end where he
comes to his house.
Sam takes him to the museum and he sees all of that. Carl Lumley is fantastic in that scene. So it's a real shame that I didn't get nominated for that, because I think he was really, really good.
Honestly, yeah, he was really great in everything. He was like a scene stealer of that show for sure. And Don Cheadle was there for 5 seconds.
Also, Don Cheadle didn't do anything of, like, again, no shade to him, because I do like him. But he didn't do anything worthy of a guest. Like, that's so, whatever.
I have not finished Winter Soldier.
Okay. No, he does a great job. Carl Lumley. That's why I wasn't too specific when I said that, because I knew you weren't done.
He was the man that they went to go see.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I did see that part. I'm an episode and a half away from finishing I May Destroy You. I was saying earlier that the limited series category is
stacked.
Great this year. It's so stacked. So I'm finishing I May Destroy You, and then I need to watch Underground Railroad, and then I'll have seen everything in that one. And I honestly can't tell you so far what I want to win. But in I May Destroy You is an actor. His name is Papa Esiedu.
Did he get nominated too?
He got nominated for supporting actor, which I completely agree. He's so great. We saw him, Crystal, in that Shakespeare show years ago. He was the one that finally did the Hamlet soliloquy that, like, broke me.
Right.
Because it was phenomenal.
We have the Shakespeare show on DVD.
I need to see that. Okay, well, I need to see this a little bit right now.
Watching him do it was like seeing it and hearing it for the first time.
Beautiful.
Really?
He's such a phenomenal Shakespearean actor. And then I'm so happy he's getting so much TV work now. I'm like, yes, he needs to be everywhere. He needs to be winning all the awards. I love him. Love him.
All right. I definitely got to see that. I need to see
it. And he's so good in I May Destroy You. Kwame.
The show was just really good.
Do you want to go? I have another one when you're ready.
WandaVision.
Yay,
oh my God. WandaVision.
Yeah.
Dominating.
Literally. I love it. WandaVision was so fucking good. Those first two episodes, I rewatched those so many times
already. I thought for sure, because even though it's widely known that Sebastian Stan, I love him very much, and I love those characters, but I honestly can say that WandaVision was better, just because it was so seeped in like, just like everything about it was dripping with oh my God, what are words? I don't know what words. It was just so interesting.
Creativity.
That's a good, yeah. Because, like, Falcon and Winter Soldier was very, I don't want to say basic, but it was straightforward.
Very
grounded in reality. And, like, WandaVision was not. And it was just so different and so interesting and so out there and so wonderful. So I think if I had to pick one of the shows for Disney Plus to be nominated, I'm really glad it was this one.
Fantastic. Like I said, I didn't finish Winter Soldier. Captain, what is it? Falcon and the Winter Soldier. Can never get it right. Because it really just felt like I was expecting something new and exciting like WandaVision. And yeah. It really just felt like
the standard.
It felt like a Marvel movie just broken up into parts. Which is fine. I was like, oh, this isn't what I want right now. I'll come back to you. And I haven't started Loki at all.
You're going to like it, Anna. I'm not even joking.
I had a feeling. Also, it's him.
It's,
so
it's time.
Oh, I love time shit.
I know. You're going to love it. I'm so excited for you to watch it.
I love time shit.
Please report back when you see it all. Because the finale was tonight, and I was like, oh, my brain is broken.
It's timey, wimey, wibbly wobbly.
Exactly.
Jeremy Barry shit.
Yeah, because this show was successful at making me care about Vision, because I never cared about him.
I never gave a fuck about Vision. Vision could have jumped off that cliff in Vormir or wherever the fuck it was. I would have been like, cool, I'm down with that. Give Wanda some space. This stupid ass show made me care about Vision.
Like, we were bawling at the end. We were bawling at the end.
This shit is ridiculous.
Yeah. Why didn't you like Vision?
I just don't care. He wasn't important. There was no, he was not interesting. I was always like, why is Vision next to Wanda? Stay away from her. Get a job. Stay away from her. But this stupid ass show made me care more than any of the other movies. Because, I mean, cool. We finally had time with these characters. Wanda in particular, obviously, but like...
Yeah, Elizabeth Olsen really rose to the occasion, for sure.
Yeah, I think this is what she was, like, waiting for.
Yeah,
for them to give her something finally.
She's been waiting for it.
Yeah, because she, even in the interview, she was like, yeah, I'd been thinking of all this, like, behind the scenes, like, character building stuff for my character and whatever. And, you know, and now she got it.
So I just printed off the Emmy nominations and I didn't realize that here at the bottom, it was giving me a page count. It's literally 68 pages.
What? Did you print them like huge?
I just printed the web page.
Oh, is it like, all the like
technical stuff? Yeah, it's all of them. All of the technical ones too. Which I haven't looked at yet. So I'm excited to look at those here in a little bit. But yeah, it was supposed to be 75 pages, but I stopped it because it was printing off the ads at the bottom of Variety, the Variety website I printed.
Oh my God.
So can we give a round of applause for our homie, Tobias Menzies?
What?
Snaps to the man.
I love that man.
I know he's not going to win.
He should have been nominated for season 3.
Yeah, that was his season.
But I'm okay with him being nominated here because at least he's Emmy nominated.
Emmy nominated.
He's not going to win, like you said, but I'm happy.
You know what? I'll take it. I'll fucking take it. This is his win. This is his fucking win. Also, that category is just fucking... These categories, I feel like this is way more people than they've ever had before.
Yeah, I don't know the number either. I don't know the rules.
But Tobias Menzies, I love you.
Real quick, I don't watch late night really anymore.
Me neither.
Every once in a while, I'll catch clips. But I am bummed that Amber Ruffin was not nominated. Her talk show.
Girl, her show is so good.
Have you seen it?
Yeah. Because
what I have seen of her, I loved her on Seth Meyers. I loved her on Seth Meyers. All of her bits I thought were great. And then when she got her own show, I've watched clips and I think she's so fantastic and she's such a smart, clear voice. And she's done some great work and I'm bummed that she didn't get that nom.
Yeah, because it's like really surprisingly doing a lot of like investigative reporting. And presenting it in a really like accessible way.
Mm-hmm.
Where like you get all the facts and all the information, but it feels like very like relatable.
Okay.
And the way that she gives this information,
it kind of just feels like she's talking to you, like you're just having a conversation and she's just talking to you about this subject.
Yeah.
Nice.
But like super informed. It's really great. I've learned a lot, honestly. It's really good. It's really good. I follow her show on YouTube because I think the actual show is like on Peacock or something. Something that I had to pay for. So
also, if somebody has Peacock, you want to give you a login, please.
So we can watch Girls 5 Ever.
Okay, speaking of Girls 5 Ever, that show is great. Granted, I only watched the free episodes, but what I've watched It's great. Like it's the same writers as Kimmy Schmidt, so it has that type of vibe. And it's interesting because it's these, if you've never seen it, because probably haven't, it's this 90s girl group who are like super famous, have like one hit, and fast forward to today, there's a young rapper who samples their song in his song. So he goes on Jimmy Fallon, and Jimmy Fallon has an idea of like, hey, why don't you invite the girls to sing backup for your song? He's like, okay, cool. So they perform and they think this is gonna be like the beginning of everything. Oh my God, we're back. That's my bad. Full of all this stuff. And so it like shows them trying to do it again, to reclaim like their youth and like how they're older and like their problems aren't the same as they were before. And it's just really, it's really, really good. Sarah Bareilles, who I love, is phenomenal. Renee Elise Goldsberry, is that her name, right? She's great. There's a whole scene where she like, her heel breaks and she just uses like a small thing of like Coke as her heel. Hilarious. She's so good. Busy Phillips is just being Busy Phillips. She's doing her thing. She does the same thing all the time, but it works. I cannot remember the other girl's name. I'm so sorry. She's great. And it's just so good. I would have much.
Is it Paula?
Paula Pell, I think her name is. Paula Pell? I'm so sorry.
Something
Paula.
Like that.
Pamela? Whatever. I'm so sorry, but you're great. As much as I enjoyed Hamilton and as much as I love Ted Lasso and I really love The Crown, I feel like I'm not a fan of when shows get so many nominations for the same show in one category. Like I said, I love Ted Lasso, but all those nominations for the supporting cast is a little ridiculous considering there's so many good shows out there that would have, for example, Superstore was a show that was never recognized in its entire run. It rose to the occasion in the pandemic, and Lauren Ash is great in that show. She's ridiculously great. And the fact that that's not nominated at all, I mean, it's a shame. Same with, like, I know it's never on any awards radar, but Mayans MC was phenomenal this past season.
This is the best season of all the three.
And I'm really sad that, like, my hope and my dream was that because this year was this weird pandemic year, didn't have a lot of new shows coming out. I was hoping that the shows that never get recognition would have at least get something. But instead, they just awarded the same shit, but a ton. And, like, I struggle with that because I get it, because those shows are good and I do enjoy them. But I would have much rather have the shows that were not featured get nominated more. Girls 5 Ever, Mayans MC, Superstore. Like, it kind of sucks. But, was that the... Yeah, because I would have... Oh, Zoe's playlist as well. It was nominated for, like, choreography, which is fine. And I think
Bernadette Peters was
guest actress or something.
Bernadette Peters was on there?
Yeah, she was great.
Shut up. I have to watch that episode.
But Alex Newell was, like, consistently smashing every episode. Like...
Alex Newell. His talent. Just,
like, even what's her name? Zoe. I forgot her name. Jane Levy was also really good. Skylar Astin was great. Like, everyone on that show is so good, and it's so like niche and very networky. I don't know. I'm sad for the smaller shows that don't get recognition because they deserve it, and they get outshadowed by like the same stuff every time, and it breaks my heart.
This is where I was saying earlier that the Hollywood Critics Association or whatever it's called, they separated their awards into streamers and non-streaming services. And I think that's so smart because then you could have your Ted Lasso's have all of their nominations. And then you could also have your Girls 5 Eva and your Superstore nominations as well.
I think Girls 5 Eva is just streaming. I don't think.
Oh, that's right. It is just on Peacock.
But your point is right. I mean, because streaming is so, so much a part of our lives now, it makes sense to differentiate the two. Mm-hmm. I mean, like, network TV clearly isn't like what it used to be. It used to be the thing, and like maybe some HBO shows,
cable, yeah,
maybe. And now it's all about streaming and cable. So like, maybe there needs to be like a, I don't know.
It feels like we're edging out network TV, and there's so much talent, and there's some good work happening there, and there's good stories being told. And you'll never find anything crazier than some random new CBS show that lasts for a season or two. Like, and they're not getting to stick around and find their feet because they're not getting the recognition that they need. So I just think we're about to hit a roadblock where it's like, are we just going to continue doing this and edge out network TV? Or are we going to honor it and separate it from streaming and cable?
It's a very, poignant time in television for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And we did watch a lot of good things this past year.
We did. We watched a lot of good shit.
What are the notes?
Oh, there? I'm bummed Marie Heller did not get nominated for the Queen's Gambit.
Gambit. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she was phenomenal in that, and
good.
It's a bummer. You watched Queen's Gambit?
I didn't finish it, but I watched the first three episodes. I think.
I haven't seen it yet.
The first half, I guess.
I really enjoyed it.
Again, I don't know how I feel about Anya Taylor-Joy yet, so to be determined.
You liked Emma, though, didn't you?
I loved Emma, but I love Emma. So that's not hard for me to not like it.
Yeah.
It would have been really hard for me to not like it. That's what I mean.
Oh, okay.
Watch The Witch.
Oh, I'm not fucking watching this.
The Witch?
It's a horror movie that she's in.
She was Kate Split, wasn't she? That was her?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I don't remember her specifically, but I just remember that movie. Any other thoughts?
Pose is great. Pose is making me cry my eyes out.
I haven't watched it.
So that's great. It got a lot of nominations. Billy
Porter, nominations as well.
MJ Rodriguez, and then for drama as well. Yeah, that last season, that was a lot. But it was so good, and Billy Porter's nomination is so well-deserved because he's amazing. Doing good shit. And MJ Rodriguez should have been nominated a while back because she's been doing all the heavy lifting. Well, not all the heavy lifting. But the show, a lot of it centers around her. And she's the heart of the show.
Also, she's the first trans person to ever be nominated, right?
Mm-hmm.
So
for, a leading role, yeah.
Has a supporting role been nominated?
Laverne Cox was nominated for Orange is the New Black.
Right, okay.
A couple years ago.
So, lead role, trans actress.
Person of color. Color.
We literally love to see it.
Woman of color.
Literally love to see it.
All good shit. All good shit. Love her. I really love her, too. Also, she's an incredible singer, I found out, once I started following her on Instagram. And I was like, excuse me? Where did this voice come from?
Yeah,
I
can't remember what song she did.
What she there was like a little clip of it she put it on Instagram and I was like, holy shit, what?
She did a production of Little Shop of Horrors.
I did see the clip of her doing one of the songs, yes.
George Salazar. Yeah, because that happened, that was a short run, I think, out west.
Mm-hmm.
And then also off Broadway, a production of Suddenly Seymour. Little Shop was opening, and it was, an mostly white cat, an all-white cast.
Mm.
Talented as fuck actors. I mean, it was Jonathan Groff and Christian Borle and other names are escaping me at the moment. But it was a phenomenal cast, but there's just a lot of talk of, why isn't this production going off Broadway instead with MJ and George?
Mm-hmm.
Whatever. Would have loved to see them both.
You know why?
I still, as much TV as I watch, I still have plenty of things to see.
So many things.
So I'm
never ending.
What happened?
It's never ending.
Right. My plan is to start more of these shows by the time the Emmys start. But yeah, that's my thought on the Emmys. I mean.
I have to start watching The Flight Attendant because Rosie Perez got nominated, even though I don't give a fuck about The Flight Attendant because what's her name is in it?
Kaylee Cuoco, your favorite actress.
Yeah.
Really enjoy it. I thought it was fine.
Yeah.
I watched it the day my niece was born. It's what kept me company while I was waiting for news. But it was fine. It was an interesting concept. What bothered me was, and I won't go into too much detail, but so she's trying to remember a night. And then she keeps having these conversations in her head with this guy who's not really there. They had met, they hooked up. And then she's trying to remember that night that they hooked up. And so she's remembering him and she's having conversations with her memory of him. Mm. And that's like the majority of the show. And then they try to like develop that really, I was like, this is weird. If they cut that element down a lot, I feel like it would have been a better show.
Mm.
But a lot of it was just happening like in her head. And I wasn't interested in that, but it has the guy from Game of Thrones.
Who?
Dario.
Yeah, the
Michael something.
I have no idea.
He was in Black, not Black. Orphan Black.
Orphan Black.
Which is a show, again, people, if you haven't seen it, please watch it.
Thank you.
I really like him though. I think he's sexy as hell. And I think he's also just an interesting actor. He did The Haunting of Hill House, and then he was also in this really great Netflix movie called The Invitation. I thought was really interesting. So I really like him.
Nice. He is pretty. He's got nice hair.
He does have nice hair. I'll give him that. Yeah. Is that Nicole Brown? Is that
he has a nice nose.
What happened, Anna?
He has a nice nose, too.
What is it? Like Michael Houston or something? Michael
Houston?
I don't know his name. I'm guessing.
Let me look.
That would be very interesting, Houston.
Comes with an H, I think. I don't know. Something.
Have you guys watched the Black Lady sketch show?
No.
Oh my god. So funny. It is Houston.
Houston. Okay.
Oh, very close.
Mikhail Houston.
Charles Dance for the Crown? Yeah. For his like 5 minutes? Yeah. Great.
What show did you just ask about?
Black Lady sketch show.
Oh, no, I haven't watched that. But it's on my list of things to watch.
Same.
But today I was in a store, and you know what book I saw?
Mm.
I didn't realize that Widows was based on a novel.
It was?
What?
Yeah. I almost picked it up because it was like a dollar.
Oh, side note, if you haven't seen Widows, please watch it. Thank you very much.
I feel like on our Twitter, we need to have pinned like our recommendations, like our for real recommendations.
That's a great idea.
Let's do that.
You do it.
I'll do it. Okay. Also, I don't know who's going to win this, but give Catherine Hahn the Emmy. Just
for
WandaVision.
My favorite meme is that there is a behind the scenes shot of Catherine Hahn doing her
oh yeah,
in the street, mm-hmm. And then there's a production guy like or whatever, and there's a huge fan, and it says Catherine Hahn, and then me, a huge fan.
I love her, but that category is also stacked.
It is.
Yeah, I love Catherine Hahn.
She's great.
I'm down. This sounds great. Cool. All right. Well, we got more TV to watch.
We're gonna cover the Emmys, and it's gonna be fun, and we'll hopefully be together in the same room when it happens.
Yeah, we will. We'll make it happen. We got some Chicken Express to eat. Some chickens.
Chicken.
Oh my God. Thank you.
Okay, I'm never going to live that down ever in my life.
I have something to tell you guys when we're done with this.
Oh my God, tell us right now. It's recording.
Okay, fine. When we went to for my birthday dinner, you got me those rolls. Love. I only got to eat like two of them before they went stale. They got hard because the box wasn't like sealed all the way. That was my bad. But what I did was I put them in the oven and toasted them and got all the moisture out. And then I made them into breadcrumbs and breaded some chicken. And bitches, it was the most delicious thing I've ever had in my life.
Shut up.
I am going back immediately to get more and to make more breadcrumbs. And that's like the only way I'm going to eat homemade chicken for the rest of my life.
Okay.
Wow, that good.
Now I'm going to try it next
for dinner.
Anytime. I'm going to try it this time with the pickle juice to make them more Chick-fil-A style.
It's going to be great. I can already tell you.
Because I did buttermilk this last time.
Also good.
I did buttermilk and then breaded them with the breadcrumbs and
Oh man.
It was delicious. It was basically the chicken St. Caroline.
Ooh.
Bitches.
Love it.
Guys, we get so excited about chicken.
About food in general.
I made it last night for dinner and I'm still dreaming about it.
If anyone wants to woo on, bring her some chicken.
Lightly fried. Oh, it was so good.
I love that for you. I love that.
Thank you.
You're so smart.
I'm going to do that with the remainder of my muffins because I don't know how much longer they're going to last.
I do that with my bread all the time because I rarely finish a loaf of bread because it's just me and I'm not a big sandwich eater. But I'll go through periods where I'm like, ooh, I want a peanut butter sandwich. And I'll have like 4 in a week. And then I'm like, I'm done.
That's enough.
Anyway, make your own breadcrumbs, people.
Yeah.
Bread your own chicken.
What is that laugh I came with you?
I have a lot of laughs. My chicken laugh. Anyways, thanks for hanging out. Tell us what you're watching. Guys, follow us on Twitter. Yeah. Follow us on Instagram.
Bye.
Follow us. Talk to us.
You know what just got stuck in my head? What? Be ready, Batsu.
Oh my God. And listen to us because we'll talk about Zola later.
Yeah.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.